The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, there's lots of talk about Pistol, which is the new bio series, I suppose, on the Sex Pistols. It's directed by Danny Boyle of Trainspotting and lots of other things fame. And it's on Disney Plus from next Tuesday. And Stuart Clark, Associate Editor of Hot Press, joins me now and he knows all about it. Good afternoon, Stuart.
Good afternoon.
Now, Stuart, I believe you're the perfect man to talk about this because you were there in the trenches in 77, weren't you?
I was the least convincing punk rocker in 1976, actually, with my cherubic chubby cheeks and curls, which I had green hair dye in, homemade PVC trousers, dustbin liners wrapped with chains, frightening old ladies during the Jubilee year. It was fantastic.
Okay, so first off, who were the Sex Pistols and what was the impact?
Well, they were three friends and John Lydon. They never really became friends with John. It was a marriage of convenience. They'd been in a band, the three lads, called Swankers, and they'd nicked all the gear. Steve Jones. It's Pistol singular because it's Steve's version of events.
Okay.
Everybody tells the story differently. And Steve nicked the gear from Roxy Music and David Bowie from backstage at gigs. He had 14 arrests and convictions and a spell in remand centre. But Malcolm McLaren entered into the equation and he'd been in America working with New York Dolls at the tail end of their career. So he had an idea what punk was and causing outrage. And he saw there was an appetite. He was putting together a sort of a more violent Bay City Rollers. And for him, this was three guys that were quite malleable. And the tensions then, because they weren't as malleable as he thought, were incredible. But he found Lydon, Johnny Rotten, from an Irish Catholic background, an extraordinary character, fierce intellect. Unlike anybody I've met, he's a real unique person. And the chemistry was so wonderfully volatile, it just exploded.
And did Malcolm McLaren kind of invent the aesthetic and, if you want to call it, the philosophical underpinning of British punk as we know it? Was that all basically manufactured overnight? Like,
he was the art school boy. He was the situationist. Him and Vivian Westwood, they had this shop called Sex. I went into it one day and ran out. I was scared. It had a very heavy sort of sadomasochistic feel. Jordan was behind the counter in her massive big stilettos. It was a scary place. But he had the vision. Lydon brought the intellect. And as I say, it was the fact that they sparked off each other. Malcolm was revisionist. He made it the great rock and roll swindle. And he tried to make out they were a boy band.
Yeah.
And they were and they weren't. But Lydon, as they say, was the wonderful intellect. Steve Jones was a fantastic player. Matlock. They just fitted together brilliantly. But it was not built to last. And it didn't.
And was there punk bands before British? I know there was the American scene. Were there British punk bands before them, or were they kind of the first to?
They were the first to call themselves punk. You've got to remember, in 1976, musically things were dull. It was Genesis, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, boring. The Who and the Stones had gone off to America. They're multi-millionaires with their trout farms. Why would a 14-year-old kid relate to that? So they came along. And also, there were many social ills. I can remember hearing about gay bashing, as it was called. The rise of the National Front, there were fascists marching through the streets of London. If you're a person of colour, 10 times more chance you'd be arrested on the sus laws and just, you know, violated by the police, who were going around raiding gay venues and beating people up themselves. So there was a lot of tension in the air, a lot of anger. And then we had the Jubilee being forced down our throats like serfs, you know, Her Majesty. And we were going like, hang on, no, we don't buy into that. We're angry. And the Pistols and those bands articulated that anger.
Okay. And the funny thing is, we regard them as like, you know, the cartoon is spitting thuggish, kind of all of that kind of thing. But when you say that they kind of rose up in opposition to all that stuff, it was quite a right on, what we'd now call a right on movement in a way, wasn't it? And it was quite feminist and everything, punk.
Yeah, people think that it's very blokey. But if you look at Pistol, it underlines the fact you've got Vivian Westwood with the designs and the vision. And people around there like Susie Sue and Jordan and Sue Catwoman and Chrissy Hynde was a punk rocker. She worked in Sex. She had a punk band with Steve Strange from Visage called the Moors Murderers, which has been somewhat airbrushed from her CV for some strange reason. And there's a great line, actually, where she says to Steve Jones, "This is a vulva-powered revolution." And he goes, "A Volvo-powered revolution?" And she goes, "Steve, you have so much to learn."
So listen, is it any good, Pistol?
It's brilliant. Obviously, people claim ownership of the Pistols as their own. Some people might find it insulting. It is cartoony. Walt Disney, no doubt, is spinning in his grave. It's very X-rated. It's just the right amount of I was there and cartoon. The music is fabulous. The acting, some of the turns are spooky. So I think it's well worth binging on.
And listen, this being a Sex Pistols project, John Lydon is obviously is furious about it and fighting with them all and Ritz and everything else.
He says the Sex Pistols have become the property of Mickey Mouse. He's bankrupted himself, which is kind of sad because he's the primary carer to his wife, who's got a very bad neurological disease. Can I just say, actually, John Lydon is playing the National Stadium on June the 9th. He needs your money. He's broke. He's still magnificent.
This is with Public Image.
This is Public Image, which has been his band since the Pistols broke up.
And who in themselves are regarded more and more as time goes on as a hugely groundbreaking
band.
When
I was a kid, I was so angry with Johnny Rotten for breaking up the Pistols. I hated him. Now I think, what a genius. He did the damage and got out.
Okay. Stuart Clarke, you've done the damage. You can get out. Thanks very much.